This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Forget oil and gold and all the other pricey commodities you can think of. Let's talk water for a minute here. It is amazingly cheap. One of the cheapest things you can buy right now. We're conserving the heck out of it here in California and most of the West, or trying to, I should say, because of the drought. Same thing, though, is happening in lots of the rest of the country. Not only because saving water is the right thing to do, but also because appliances are way more efficient than they used to be. Funny thing is that in some places, no matter how much water you save, your water bills are still going up. Kate Davidson reports.
They say in life a few things are certain. Death, taxes, and I'd add one more. Going potty. But these days, it takes a lot less water to flush than it used to.
We're in the toilet aisle.
Sean Jones is showing me around the Home Depot in Gaithersburg, Maryland.
We're looking at a couple of models here, American Standard, Glacier, and we have Polar.
20 toilets in a gleaming row. When all of them flush, they flush low flow. Toilets once used 5 to 7 gallons of water per flush. And now?
1.28 gallons of water flushes per flush.
Yes.
Per flush. I'm trying to say it in technical terms, but in terms of using the bathroom, 1.28.
And it's not just toilets. Decades of federal standards have created a new normal. Water-efficient dishwashers, showerheads, and washing machines that save thousands of gallons a year. Water and wastewater utilities have also urged conservation, including the Washington Suburban Sanitary Commission, or WSSC, here in Maryland.
So we've had a 30-plus year message of conserve, conserve, conserve.
So that's just what West Laurel resident Melissa Dastin did.
I've replaced all of my toilets to low-flow toilets. I save up all my dishes until I have a full load. I have stopped watering my lawn years and years and years ago.
But if Dastin's water use has fallen, her water rates have not. She's not complaining about it, but she's noticed.
They've gone up. Point blank, they've gone up year after year after year after year.
Chris Cullinan is WSSC's acting CFO. I meet him at one of the utility's water filtration plants. He says WSSC is producing less water than it did 20 years ago, even though it's added more than 70,000 customer accounts. Because of fixed costs, the less water people use, the more these public utilities have to charge for it.
We make money when we sell water. That's our primary revenue source. And so while from an environmental standpoint, conservation is certainly one of our objectives, from a business standpoint, it certainly presents some challenges.
The biggest challenge is aging infrastructure. WSSC has about 5,600 miles of water pipes and almost as many sewer pipes. 5,600 miles is a lot.
It's from New York to L.A. and back within a service area encompassing two counties.
The utility is also under a court order to fix sewer overflows, which Cullinan says will cost more than $1 billion. He says costs like these have driven water rates up 95% over the last 10 years. David LaFrance is CEO of the American Water Works Association. He says buried infrastructure is a big financial problem for utilities across the country.
Those pipes were put into ground anywhere from 70 to 100 years ago. There's massive needs for replacements. We estimate that over the next 25 years, it's a $1 trillion problem.
And the solution won't all come in the form of rate hikes. Like other utilities, WSSC wants to stabilize its rate increases by charging higher fees, a move which the smallest users could feel disproportionately. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.